Seeing autism as a neurotype helps to explain why it has a unique effect on each person. But why does autism create such a wide spectrum of traits? Different people filter out different kinds of information. What we don't filter out becomes our focus. It's comforting and often necessary to drown out the noise by turning all of our attention to one thing at a time, which has been called monotropism. With such intense focus, we often miss clues about what will happen next in our environment and interactions. Thus, a lot of autistic distress comes from living in a state of constant surprise. This is one application of predictive coding theory, also known as predictive processing theory. Any of these theories, alone or together, can explain the variety of traits that we label as autism. It affects our social interactions, communication, relationships, physical movements, habits, interests, and sensory experiences, all of which are mentioned in the DSM. However, autism can cause additional effects beyond what the DSM describes, especially when it intersects with co-occurring conditions. There's a kaleidoscope of ways to be autistic, and that's why we call it a spectrum.